Located in Vesteria Valley, San Bartolomeo lies between the valley of the Merula Torrent to the northeast and the Avignon Valley to the west. Just 5 minutes away from our farm, this small village, known above all for its coastline and the seaside promenade, hides a very ancient history. In this article, we will put aside for once the scenic beauty of the territory to discover together the events of a Ligurian village. The name of the village derives from the saint to whom the parish church is dedicated. Until 1968, however, the toponym was San Bartolomeo del Cervo, to testify the dependence of the municipality on the authority of a neighboring village. The traces of pre-Roman times don't seem to be of any importance. Most probably, before the Roman domination, this territory of San Bartolomeo al Mare, people lived in scattered farmhouses or in the castellari, as it happened in the hinterland. At a later time, the area was populated by Ligurian Ingauni, who had commercial relation with the Carthaginians. It was with the advent of Romans in Liguria that the territory of today's San Bartolomeo al Mare reached a certain importance. In this period, in fact, the territory of Vesteria Valley included the Lucus Bormani, an ancient sacred forest where the local deity Borman was celebrated. We know that this area became a mansio along the Via Julia Augusta, as we can read in the Tabula Peutingeriana. In La Rovere, moreover, some important finds dating back to this period have been found, which can be traced back to an important settlement. The most important structure brought to light is an elongated building that includes 6 rooms, a corridor, and a portico. Not only, the large quantity of coins and ceramics discovered has allowed to frame the historical period and the functionality of the settlement. It was certainly a strategic place to meet the needs of the troops passing through this area. To the hamlet of Chiappa, moreover, belongs a milestone of great importance, in which you can read the following inscription: "The Emperor Caesar Augustus, acclaimed commander victorious for the 10th time and its 11th tribune power, 553 miles from Rome." With the fall of the Western Roman Empire, also the territory of San Bartolomeo suffered numerous pillages by barbarian populations. These were interrupted only thanks to the intervention of the Byzantine Empire, which guaranteed greater economic and social security. Later, the Longobards arrived and forced the population to take refuge on the hills. But it was with the Franks in 774 and the subdivision of this area into brands and comities that the foundations for the feudalism were led. New incursions, this time by the Saracens, took place between the 9th and 10th centuries. Once again, the population fled to the mountains to escape the pirates' violence. As well as the neighboring villages, San Bartolomeo was included in the properties of the Marquises of Clavesana and de Carreto until the end of the 14th century. From this moment, in fact, its territory passed under the domination of the Republic of Genoa. It then followed its destiny until 1797, when the territory fell under the orbit of the Ligurian Republic. Finally, after the French occupation in 1805, San Bartolomeo was part of the Kingdom of Sardinia from 1815 and then of the Kingdom of Italy from 1861. We cannot fail to mention, finally, one of the most significant monuments, not only for the towns of San Bartolomeo al Mare, but for the whole Liguria. As we already mentioned, this area had known a certain importance in pre-Roman and Roman times as part of the Lucus Bormani. The sacredness of this place, dedicated to the woodland god Borman, survives in the place name. The sanctuary of Madonna della Rovere rose, in fact, in a large oak grove. The construction of the sanctuary dates back to the 14th century, when the structure appeared as a small oratory. Its present appearance is instead the result of successive renovations. The neoclassical facade of 1860, for example, is the result of a project of the architect Ardissone. The numerous paintings inside are also beautiful, such as Madonna and Child of a Flemish School and the wooden sculpture of the Virgin, made with oak wood. San Bartolomeo al Mare is a continuous surprise just a few steps from our apartments.